Senate will be in order. Prayer today will be offered by the Senator from Adams, Senator Shipley. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Paige Ian Critelli.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to all of our guests in the gallery. Would you pray with me? Our Lord in heaven, we thank you for this wonderful day in the great state of Iowa. We ask your blessings upon us as we finish our work for this week. I especially thank you for the young people from all across this state that are here with us today to talk about their future, a future that we hope will include them being a part of the future of Iowa. We ask that you be with the people in areas of the world like Ukraine that are suffering at the hands of a tyrant. We ask that you be with them, find a solution to this issue very quickly. No more innocent people need to be lost. We ask this in Jesus' name, amen.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there senators to be excused? Do any senators seek the floor for announcements or introductions? For what purpose does the senator from Scott, Senator Knoyer, seek the floor?
For an introduction, Mr. President.
You're in order.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today in the gallery, we welcome Iowa's Community College students, trustees, staff, faculty, and leaders for Community College Day on the Hill. All 15 colleges have displays in the rotunda, and legislators are encouraged to visit and learn about the great community college programs, especially those helping industry innovate and advance. Iowa's community colleges are vital Iowa's economy, adding $5.5 billion annually. Iowa's community colleges are critical to the state's workforce, supporting 1 in 23 jobs. Please join us in welcoming and supporting Iowa's community colleges today.
Chair would like to take this opportunity to welcome back former Senator Jim Kirsten to the Iowa Senate in the gallery. Please stand. Thank you. For what purpose does the Senator from Blackhawk, Senator Dotzler, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Would I be in order for announcement?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. Today also happens to be SBDC Day, Small Business Development Center Day. And coincidentally, these small business development centers are really connected to our community college system in a lot of ways. In fact, we have small development regional centers that are hosted by Eastern Iowa Community Colleges, Indian Hills, Iowa Lakes, Iowa Western, Kirkwood, North Iowa area, Northeast Iowa, Southeastern, and Southwestern Community College, and also Western Iowa Tech Community College, along with Iowa State University and the University of Northern Iowa. So one of the things that's so important about the mission of the Small Business Development Centers is the support and the collaborative economic development of Iowa. They support the collective economic development of Iowa by providing entrepreneurs and businesses with individual consultation and educational resources necessary to assist their small businesses. To make sure that they succeed. You know, and they have a tremendous track record here in Iowa. The Small Business Development Center clients, 30% average annual growth compared to a national average of only 7.8%. One of the other things is that the Small Business Development Centers help support over 16,500 jobs here in Iowa from leaving the labor force and the state. Some of the numbers from last year, there were over 200 new businesses started. Sales increased, supported due to Small Business Development Center assistance of $344 million, a capital infusion in Iowa of $48 million plus, and the jobs created over 1,800 and over 3,900 clients were counseled in all 99 counties. As part of today, there is an award ceremony for the Deb Dalzell and Neil Smith Entrepreneurial Development Awards of the Year. And at this time, I would like to yield my time to Senator Yoakum and then Senator Reagan to make a presentation about these individual award winners.
Good morning, Mr. President. Good morning, senators and guests. It is my honor and privilege to introduce to you the 2022 Deb Dalzell Woman Entrepreneurial Award recipient. But before I do that, I want to just give a little background on the Deb Dalzell Award itself. The Deb Dalzell Woman Entrepreneurial Achievement Award was established in 1999 by America's SBDC Iowa. The award has a dual purpose: to honor Dalzell, a longtime advocate of women entrepreneurs, and to help highlight the accomplishments of women entrepreneurs in Iowa, to try and ensure that women entrepreneurs receive equal advantages in the business world. The award is presented annually to a woman entrepreneur who has significantly changed or improved her own personal situation, thus having an impact on others around her. Members, I would like to introduce to you the 2022 Deb Dalzell Woman Entrepreneurial Award recipient. Her name is Erica Brewer. She opened Belle Allure Minsk and Boutique in the summer of 2020. Since opening her shop, Erica has joined efforts with other Black business leaders to form the Collective Small Business Alliance of Dubuque. The Alliance looks to support and empower minority small businesses in and around Dubuque. Erica hopes to build and strengthen young women's voices in our community. Congratulations to Erica Brewer. Members, please congratulate Erica Brewer.
Congratulations. Chair recognizes Senator Reagan.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm honored to introduce the Neil Smith Entrepreneur of the Year Award winner, Matt Curtis. And a little background on this award is the Neil Smith Entrepreneur of the Year Award was established in 2006 by America's SBDC Iowa. And this award was established with a dual purpose. First, to honor the longtime serving Congressman Neil Smith for being instrumental in establishing the National Small Business Development Center program, and to recognize Iowa's entrepreneurs who are the driving force behind Iowa's economic growth. The award honors an Iowa entrepreneur who has been in business a minimum of 3 years and has been significantly assisted by Iowa's Small Business Development Center. Matt Curtis, who is here today, purchased Wayne Ski and Cycle in 2004 and has worked to keep the business nimble and relevant. This has included finding a new business niche like seasonal ski swap events, establishing a culture of employee buy-in that's open to suggestions and new ideas, and moving the business location back to downtown Mason City. Matt's ability to identify and meet the evolving needs of his customer has made Wayne Ski and Cycle a community mainstay. Congratulations to Matt Curtis. I'd like you all to rise and welcome Matt.
Congratulations and welcome to the Iowa Senate. Chair would also like to recognize former State Senator Steve Warnstedt, who is also in the gallery. Welcome back. For what purpose does the Senator from Webster, Senator Kreinbrink, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Am I in order for an introduction?
You're in order.
Thank you. This morning, I just would like to take a special second here to introduce a very special group of students, as well as Dr. Ulrich, who's the president of Iowa Central Community College. I had a time with them last night. We went out to Latin King and had dinner together, and just to listen to some of the stories that these young adults are talking about and the dreams that they have and the things that are going on in their lives, we should be proud of them. There are future leaders of the state of Iowa. Hopefully, like we've been saying, they all want to stay here. Iowa Central, one of, if not the best community college in the state of Iowa. I would like you to stand and welcome them here to the Iowa Senate. Thank you, Mr.
Welcome. For what purpose does the Senator from Marshall, Senator Edler, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Would I be in order for a couple introductions?
You are in order.
Thank you. Today, I've got the honor of having a couple of constituents down here. One of them is Katie Kosenbaum, who's a physical therapy student from DMU, and also in the gallery behind the president's rostrum. My son Wyatt is here with the Marshalltown Community College. He was graduated, had the degree in their program for electromechanical systems technologist. So on both sides, I'd like to thank my son, one, because he's the person who allows me to be down here every day. So he takes care of things at home while I'm down here. And, you know, for both individuals for doing their part in the workforce, one fixing the machines and the other fixing the body of the people helping to make Iowa run. So with that, I would ask for a round of applause.
For what purpose does the Senator from Johnson, Senator Bolcom, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Would I be in order for an introduction?
You are in order.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate. I would like to also welcome former State Senator and General Steve Warnstedt back to the chamber this morning. It's good to see him. He's here as an administrator with Western Iowa Tech Community College. He's here with other leaders of that institution, as well as students. And I understand we have some journalism students with us today. And I know how important members of the Senate feel about the role of journalists in our society and the role of press to keep our democracy strong. And I just want to point that out this morning. We've got some really good students here. And I appreciate the students from all over Iowa that have made the effort to join us today. But let's give a round of applause to our friends from Western Iowa Tech.
Seeing no further senators seeking the floor for announcements or introductions, there is business in the will. Secretary will read.
Mr. President, the House has on March 2nd, 2022, passed the following bills. Senate File 2119, a bill for enacting cosmetology of practice of threading. Senate File 2266, a bill for enacting concerning compensation benefit limits relating earnings limitation for retirees in the Iowa Public Employees Retirement System, compensation for limited school corporation board members, including effect date provisions. House File 2127, a bill for enacting payments to child care providers for families participating in state child care assistance program. House File 2198, a bill for enacting minimum age requirements for employees and substitutes working at a child care center. House File 2203, a bill for enacting health care, including protections for health care workers provided against disciplinary acts for acts or omissions related to COVID-19 and experimental treatments for terminally ill persons, including effective date provisions. House File 2398, a bill for enacting certain specified employees of school districts accredited non-public schools and charter schools, including renewal requirements associated with licenses issued by the Board of Educational Examiners, practitioners, master's, doctoral degrees, fees associated with review of certain specified records, background checks for employees of school districts accredited non-public schools and charter schools. House File 2462, a bill for aggravating penalties for manufacture, delivery, possession with intent to manufacture, deliver heroin. House File 2497, a bill for aggravating gambling regulation, wagering concerning cashless wagering, forfeiture, and withholding certain gambling, winning, sports wagering, occupational license, providing penalties. House File 2501, a bill for aggravating the investment and use of funds in the Veterans Trust Fund.
Do any senators seek the floor for points of personal privilege? See none. Chair recognizes Senator from Polk, Senator Whitmer.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate adjourn until Monday, March 7th at 1 p.m.
You've all heard the motion of the Senator from Polk, Senator Whitmer. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate will be adjourned until Monday, March 7th at 1 p.m.